This is Dr. Leroy Thompson, Jr. I trust this audio is finding you abiding in peace and that all is well. This morning, which is June 23rd, we had an MVB morning, which we have an MVB meeting usually the week before the vision impartation call, just amongst the MVB, so we make sure we cover all the business for LTMA that we need to cover. And this morning, Bishop Robinson shared with the rest of the MVBs and challenged us and gave us his testimony of things that God had been doing in his life. And I started recording after he started. And so I just wanted to make this audio to reference the scripture that he started off with, which is Genesis, the 26th chapter, talking about Isaac when he sold in the land of famine and he received a 100-fold return. So I want you to take time to read that 26th chapter. But that is the scripture that Bishop Robinson will be referencing when he starts talking. And he didn't know I was going to do this, but I think it's important that you and I hear this so we don't miss any opportunities, hear the voice of God in any kind of way, so that we can position ourselves to receive everything that God has for us. Again, I hope you're abiding in peace. No, I know you're abiding in peace and that all is well. Be blessed.
Church, and he had been ministering as it pertained to that scripture. Now, you know, it dawned on me, not at that specific time, but as I really reflected on all of this, where did he learn that scripture from? From Apostle, you know, and so he put that thing out there, and then he asked my permission. He said, look, can I share it with some of the other sons in ministry? And I was like, well, if that, you know, first of all, he said, well, you receive my seed now. I was like, yeah, of course. He said, now, can I share it with some of the other sons of ministry? We're not putting pressure on anybody, et cetera, but can I put it out there? And I said, yeah, you know my heart. So if you want to share that, you know, that'll be fine. And so all of a sudden, different sons, probably 80% of them, I mean, money started coming from everywhere to the tune of about $80,000 in 1 week. And then the next week, even more than that. And it just was, I mean, money was just flying in from everywhere. And we were in a position to literally pay off the blessed home that we live in. And so I got to the church on anniversary Sunday, and it was already done. So the people had in their minds, oh, man, we're coming. We're going to pay the state off. We're going to pay it off. And I had to share with them that morning, it's too late. It's already done. It's already paid for. And do you know that the members, and it's all because of Apostles' teaching, the members themselves, I mean, they just kicked into another gear, and they just sold and sold. On that, they had a parade of love, and the people came by in their vehicles and dropped their envelopes off to the tune of over 780,000. I mean, they just giving, just sowing, just crazy. Along with the sons and what they gave. I mean, it's just, I told them it's already paid for. Now, let's go back. Where did the sowing come from? Where did this anointing come from? It all goes back to Apostle. So last year, quote unquote, in normal times, the people actually gave more this year in unnormal times. Last year, quote unquote, when it was normal times, we were able to be in church, everybody there, no issues. How in the world are people going to give more now than what they gave last year? We had so many envelope people, so many cars coming by. I'm sitting down after ministering two services. I'm sitting down. I got tired myself because it was just, they just kept coming and coming and coming and coming, balloons, everything, and just sowing like crazy. After I told them, it's already paid for. So that anointing comes from Apostles. So I began to look at this, and I said, you know, here we are. We're ready to go into camp meeting. We don't have to fly that $300-some. We don't have to stay in hotels. I don't know how much that is in a week. For us, I begin to look at, and with conviction, because I'm like, I was in Cowan's, I believe it was Cowan's church. The apostle was making a statement. He was ministering. And then he started talking about sowing and how it affected all the sons under them, how, you know, all their people come and sowing because of that anointing. And I said amen. Everybody said amen. And I remember apostle said, Dan, you need to say it a little bit louder. He said, I know you said amen, but you really need to say it loud. Because it's we have so many people, and this anointing has come on them because of apostles. And so when I begin to look at camp meeting coming up, I'm like, this is not the time to save. This is the time to sow. So I'm like, okay, for us, man, we normally send the coach and the mini coach. We pay for all the youth on that mini coach. We help several people on the larger coach. We send some of the staff. I'm like, all of that money I asked the staff, y'all added together. How much do we put out? They gave me the figures back, $42,000. I said, okay, we normally sow 80 plus 42, that's 122, plus we're sowing 30, that's 152. So it was in my spirit and my heart. I said, I believe this is a sowing test. I will not stand back and receive more for my anniversary and receive it from the person who gave the revelation and not push for apostle. I refuse for apostle to receive a $500,000 this year just because we don't have camp meeting. And so it just made sense to me. This is not the time to save. It's the time to sow. And so then the other meetings, we haven't had many meetings this year. So we haven't had to travel. All that money, what's going on with that? Are we going to save it or are we going to sow it? So I think we are in a position to really do some things because we don't have to go to camp meeting. We don't have to stay in the hotel. We don't have to buy food all that week. We don't have to do all these things, plane fare, all of that. And so I just wanted to challenge my brothers, the MVBs, to say, to let us see, man, I believe this is a real time, a real test right now to see what we're going to do. Have we really got this revelation down as we traveled with apostles and heard them over and over again talk about sowing? And do we really have this thing down? Do we have the mindset, I'm going to save, or do we have the mindset, I'm going to sow? So I just wanted to share. I talked to Dr. Leroy Thompson Jr. to share with him what was on my heart, and thank Dr. Thompson for giving me an opportunity to share with my other brethren. Nobody's going to twist your arm. Nobody's going to make you do anything. But I wanted to lay out the facts. Man, it's on you. I'm finished.